Praise the Lord. Good evening.
Love Talk Radio.
We bless the Lord and welcome you to Divine Connection Prayer Line. We thank God for all the great and mighty things He always does. And we are celebrating Jesus tonight in spite of a little bit of technical difficulties. And so we pray that the Lord bless and those that tried to get in, that they will try again. But in the meanwhile, we are pressing on and moving forward to give God the glory and blessings belong. The blessings that He has for us is the blessing of the Lord, and rich and maketh no sorrow. We bind up the forces of the enemy. There will not be tongue-tied today because we had a little few problems. But we got to be prepared at all times because Suplit is always busy. But nevertheless, all praise and glory belong unto the Lord. Our scripture reading today will come from Psalms 27 and start at the 13th verse. And it says, What would you have become of me? What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. And we know and so forth in Jeremiah 29:11 said that He have a plan for, and that plan is good and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless us and to prosper us. So no matter what the enemy does or what he says or how he try to intervene in our lives, we have to keep the faith in the Lord. No matter what our circumstances and situation try to dictate to us, we stand on the promises of the Lord, and we know, glory to God, God is true to his word, and when the words go out, it will not come back void, and it will accomplish and achieve everything that he set it out to do. So at this hour and this time, praise God, we're going to have Mother Alexander as I come and pray as soon as I just give a few words as we pray and give exaltation unto the Lord. Then Mother Alexander will come in tonight, praise God, and pray concerning abuse with our youth and however else he directs her with that. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with that attitude of gratitude as always. It's our declaring that victory ahead of a time, no matter what it looks like or sound like, our trust and our faith is in you. You said in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to thy own understanding. All our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. We exalt you and admonish you and give you glory and praise because you are true and the only true and living God and our Savior and our deliverer, Jesus Christ. We thank you for our Father. We thank you for the word of God that says, let us know that we shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we speak bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. God, we thank you for so many great and mighty things that you've already done and what you're still doing. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that is upon our lives to destroy yokes, for the power of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us, that we can decree and declare and walk in the power and authority and demonstrate that those giftings that you've given us, glory to God, to bind up the forces of the enemy, command his hands to be loose, and for to be able to lay hands on the sick and they recover, for to be able to encourage, for to speak life, and oh God, for whatever the gifts that you have given us, even for healing or encouragement, whatever it may be, God, help us to line ourselves up with what your word says, that we'll walk in the joy of the Lord and the peace of God, the shalom. God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you, glory to God, is whatever we need in your word, glory to God, is found, that we will find ourselves living according to what your word says, but at least knowing who you are and whose we are, and standing on the promises of the Lord, and standing, glory to God, and decreeing and declaring whatever you say, not what we feel, not on that emotional roller coaster. God, we thank you for the peace and the joy that you've given us every day. We thank you for every morning that we can wake up and receive renewed mercies. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the peace even in our minds in the midst of turmoil and situations and circumstances and things that come beyond our control, but to be able to know that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. God, we just thank you for your loving kindness every day. And continue to keep us and keep our minds and keep us with a heart after you and a heart of forgiveness and a heart of thanksgiving. And, Lord, we so carefully give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And for all those that are coming in to pray and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, help us to govern ourselves according to what your word is saying, not, glory to God, what the enemy is dictating through our circumstances. We love you today. We exalt your name. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, Evangelist Alexander, Mother in Zion, we'll have you to go ahead and pray, and then we'll ask Mother McCormick to follow suit afterwards. Amen. Mother Alexander, are you there? Hello? Evidently, Mother McCormick, are you online? And don't tell me the enemy is still fighting us on the line. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless Hallelujah, you. Lord. Can you hear
Thank
me?
Thank you. Yes, I hear you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for who we are in Christ Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, Father God, that we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. So, Lord, we come today standing in the gap for these young people today, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God. We bind those spirit of principality that come against these young people, Lord God. Father, you gave us the power and the authority and dominion to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Father God, we standing in agreement, Lord God, binding up the spirit of principality that come against these young people with abuse, Lord God. That spirit of abuse, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We command it right now to loose these young people right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch the mind, Father God. For, Lord, you said in your word, Lord, cast every cares on you, Lord. So we come touching in agreement today, Lord God, standing in the gap for these young people, Lord God. Those that is weak in mind, Lord God, we standing in the gap for them, Lord God. And those that is disobedient, we bind that disobedient spirit up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that it loose these young people. Loose them. Because, Lord, you said in your word, above all, you want us to be prosperous and in good health. You want us to stand boldly. You want us to serve you, Lord God, because you are the creator of all things, Heavenly Father. So, Father God, we come together, Lord, standing in the gap for them, Lord God. And, Father, we ask you, Heavenly Father, open their understanding, Lord God. Bring them into a knowledge of who they really are in Christ Jesus, that they will be able to stand boldly, Lord God. These abused spirit that come against them, we binding it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you right now that you loose them right now so they can see that they are children of a king, Lord God, that they have authority over this false spirit. Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen these young people, Lord God. Open their understanding, Lord God. We bind the spirit that try to blind them from the right, Lord God, that they will loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. For they shall not have authority over your children, Heavenly Father. And Father God, we thank you for who you are in our life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord, that you gave us that power to stand boldly against the wiles of the enemy. This spirit of principality, Lord God, we rebuke this false spirit right now. These abusers right now, we binding them up right now in the name of Jesus. As we plead the blood of Jesus over these young people, Lord God. Help them to fight, Lord God. Help them to stand boldly in your word and proclaim that Jesus is Lord. And nothing is more important than believing in the living God. That all things is possible with them that believe, Lord God. Oh God, touch their mind, Lord. Touch these young people's mind, Lord. Help them to come to acknowledge who they really are in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for what you're doing in our life, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do in the life of these young people, Lord God. Lord, touch the people that is in authority, Lord God, that they will stand in the gap for some of these young people that is fighting so hard, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for giving us the authority and the dominion and the power over the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. For you gave us key to stand firm, Lord God. We bind up this spirit that destroying these young today. We bind in this spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. And we casting it back to the pit of hell where they belong. Because they shall not have dominion over your children, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said greater work we will do here on earth, Lord God. Lord, touch us, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand strong against these things, Lord God. Help us to continue to stay in the gap for these young generation, Lord God. Because, Father God, I know you is a God that answers prayer. You said we are overcomers, Lord God. You said we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, that there is nothing can stop us when you put us to do a job. And you gave us the power and the authority to stand in the gap for one another. Lord God, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the power and the dominion that you gave us, Lord. I thank you for the keys that you gave us, Lord God. I thank you for the weapon that you gave us, Lord God, to stand in the gap for these young people, Lord God, as we come together, Lord God, interceding for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch each one of them, Lord. Each one of these young people, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Bring a new beginning in their heart, Lord God, that they know there is a better way for them. There's a better way for them. And Lord God, we thank you right now for how you make a way for us, Lord God, to help these young people. We thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line, Lord God. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for opening doors for us, Lord God. For you are the God that answers all prayers, Father God. Because, Lord, we do believe that nothing is impossible for our Heavenly Father to do. Nothing is impossible. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for bringing a change in these young people today, Lord God. Bringing a change, Lord God. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. It's you now, Sister Haber.
Yes, I'm still here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Mother McCormick, are you there?
Hear me?
Now we can hear you. You're on mute. We can hear you now.
Uh-huh.
You go ahead and pray for the homeless and the less fortunate, however God leads you on that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you this afternoon, Lord, we come ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for all the wrong that we have done this day. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on the homeless people today, God. We pray, Lord God, for those so less fortunate, God, that don't have the mind or don't have the things that they need today, God. And also, God, we pray for the help of the elderly people that need the things that they need in their life today, God. Father, we ask you to look down on each and every one of them, Father God. Lord, you know the heart for mankind. You know what they stand in the need of. Father God, we realize some need you for one thing and some need you for another. But we realize, Heavenly Father, you told us in the word to come unto me, all that is labor and heavy laden. You said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, as we come before you right now, we pray that you will look down on your people right now, God. Those that don't have food on their table, those that might not have things that they need in their homes right now, Lord God. But let them know, God, that you able, Lord, supply every day all their needs in a time like this, God. Give them that strength that they need, God. Give them that love, Lord God, that they'll be able to look out to you, Lord, and reach out to you to see that you are the one that they're looking for in the last and evil days. Oh, Father God, let them know, Heavenly Father God, that you are their help. And you said in your word, God, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And, Lord, let them realize, Heavenly Father, if they could just trust you, if they could just look up to you, Lord, that you're the only one that can supply all their needs that they need right now, Father. Oh, God, we realize, Heavenly Father, God, that so much is happening in the world today. So much is going on. But we know that you see and you know all things, Heavenly Father. And you told us in the word to trust you, Lord, and lean not to our own understanding. And, Heavenly Father, even in our time of going through in our trouble, God, you said, God, that you would be our strength in a time of trouble. And, Father God, we pray this prayer this day, God, that you would just Look on your people, Lord God, and heal their broken heart right now, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God, where they're hungry and where they can't get food or where they can't go and do for themselves, where someone might come in and ask them what would they have them to do, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just look down on that elder man, that elder woman, God, that might be needing some things in their life, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch somebody's heart, Lord God, and let them go and run and help them and be able to show the love that they need. It may not even be food. It may just need someone to just to go to them and just talk to them and just tell them that they love them today, God. Because we, God, you said that your love was spread abroad, Lord God. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you continue, Lord God, to have mercy on them and take them through, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you able, Lord, to bring out all things for them, Father God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, because you said wait on the Lord, God. You told us to wait on you. And as they go through their situation, help them to learn to wait, God. Help them to learn to seek your face, God. Help them to learn to call on your name in a time of trouble like that. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, Lord. We just thank you for your love. We just thank you for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. We just praise you right now, God, for your strength, for your joy, for your peace, for your happiness, Lord God, for just making that way when we can't see our way, when we don't know how the way going to be made. We praise you right now, Lord God, for your people. And we ask you to continue, Lord, to just take them high in your word. And we bind every spirit, everything that's not like you, that try to hinder the people when they're trying to go for. We're trying to hinder the people, the troubles, and they're going through right now, Father. We bind that spirit right now, God, that whatever it might be that try to come afore them in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that help is on the way, Lord God. We know the strength is in you, Lord. We know the help is in you today, God. We know whatever we need is in you today, God. All we got to do is call on your name, cry out to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you this afternoon, Lord God. We thank you. We pray for the people of God everywhere, God. We pray for those that don't have food. We pray for those that don't have shoes, that don't have a shelter, Lord God, or don't have a place to stay. We pray for them right now, Lord, those that they can't even go to the doctor, they don't have money to pay for the dollar bill, don't have money to do things that they need to do, or don't have money to do whatever the situation might be in their life. We pray for them right now, God, that you, Lord, you said you will supply all our needs through your glory and riches, God. You said you would, God, and we trust you, Lord. We lift our eyes to you, Lord, from which coming our help. We call on you right now that you, Lord, intervene for the people of God everywhere, for the sickness, for the people that's striving each and every day, trying to make ends meet right now, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for these kind of people, Lord, God. Oh, God, somebody lonely on today, God. Somebody feel like there's nobody there for. But, God, let them realize, God, that you're right there, God. You are right there beside them, Lord, God. All they got to do is trust in you, Lord. Lift up their eyes to you, Lord. Call on your name in a time like this, Lord, God. Let them understand you, Lord, God. Help them to know that the word is what's going to save them. The word is what's going to keep them. The word is what's going to feed them in a day and time like this, God. Father God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord, God. We just want to thank you for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we just ask you to continue to pour out your anointing on your people, God. Continue to strengthen them right now, Lord. They go through the situation that they are going through right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you for all right now, Lord. And Father God, when we're done in prayer, we can't pray anymore. This we ask all in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We give him honor and praise. And glory. He is so wonderful. There is none like him. And Father, as we come in before your presence tonight to even pray concerning the body of Christ, praise God, we just want to give you glory and praise in advance. And to now unto him who is able to keep us from stumbling, from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory and with exceedingly joy. To him, to God, our Savior, who alone is wise, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. God, help us to be able to guard our hearts in this time, glory to God, of all these chaotic and different things that are going on, where so many, glory to God, have given up on you
and some are just coasting along in life. God, you want us to be lively stones. God, we pray, glory, God, for the house of God that allow the spirit of the enemy to come in through the pride of life, through the lust of the eyes, through the lust of the flesh, and glory to God, and whatever else that the enemy is presenting to them. They're tiptoeing through the tulips with glory to God, sometimes standing on the word, and other times just on an emotional roller coaster, and sometimes just being so nonchalant. God, you are looking for us, glory to God, to be in a place where you said those that worship you must worship you in spirit and truth, and that we can't be a part-time lover, and we can't serve two masters. God, I'm praying for the body of Christ that there'll be a seriously awakening of the sleeping giant to recognize the hour and the time that we're in, and glory to God that your word says in Revelation you prefer that we be hot or cold, lukewarm, you will spew us out. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for a conviction or awakening, for a revelation to recognize the tricks of the enemy that you said that we're not to walk, glory to God, by our flesh, but we are to walk by the Spirit. And the flesh, glory to God, is on parade, and so many things are happening, and so much flesh has been exalted, that how can the world see the light of the light of Jesus Christ, that we're supposed to be that light that's supposed to be on the hill to represent Christ. God, we're praying, glory to God, even in the things when man is trying to repay one back for the other, and you told us not to do evil for evil. Glory to God, you said that you are the one that will be our you will do the one to be the recompense. You said in your word and so forth like that, that we are not to do evil for evil. God, I'm praying that we'll recognize that we're supposed to pray one for another. Pray for those that are persecuted, for those that are hurt and injured and frustrated. Help us to recognize that we're supposed to be the example of Jesus Christ. Mark ourselves, our lives after the perfect man. God, I pray for an awakening that we'll never remember what James said. The word says that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. God, you got a better way and a better plan and so forth. So, God, I pray, glory to God, for ears to come open in an awakening to let God be God, and let the Holy Spirit do the leading and the guiding and the teaching, and let the Spirit of the Lord bless us, glory to God, and trust God for his protection. He said he never sleeps nor slumbers. He's watching over us at all times. He knows every situation. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. God, he's our Jehovah Jireh. He is, glory to God, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient. He's the God of our peace, God of Shalom, I mean the author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever we need, we can find it in this world. But God, we are praying for that spirit of faith that they will find themselves back in a place, those that have lost their place and those that never had a place in him of trust, that it will become a part of them to trust God, to let go and to let God through the hurt, through the disappointments. Oh, God, if we will learn how to cast those cares and those concerns and trust you that you're going to bring us through and bring us out. Let us know, glory to God, that we are not fighting this flesh, this one that injured us, this one that operate in a vicious way or trying to sabotage or defamation of character, whatever the enemy might use, an instrument or a vessel that he can come through. Help us to know, glory to God, through overcoming through the love of the agape of Jesus Christ. But that's that relationship that we really got to get into or get back into because of the different trials and different situations and different circumstances that have occurred in life that cause some hearts to become hardened and cause some, glory to God, to not to be able to endure as a good soldier, or not be able to endure the trials. And sometimes they're looking at the trials and looking at they can't find a way out, or there is no hope for me, or what, and then listening to the voice of the Lord. We're praying and binding up every device of tool of the enemy to have people's minds twisted and caught up where we got in their situation, their problem, or their circumstance. Some things were beyond their control, and some things have to also recognize the fact that we can't be in denial and justify our error, our wrongness, anything that we may have done, but not to stay in that place of condemnation or stay in that place of oppression, depression, and suppression. We curse and cancel those assignments of the enemy that come to distract, to come to destroy, to come to have minds so tied up, glory to God, and with their situation, they can't even look to the hills with coming to help. And we have to recognize that our help does come from the Lord. We have to speak and decree what the word says, but first of all, you have to know what the word is saying so that way you can speak and you can do what require of you according to what the word says. Help us to know, glory to God, repay no man for evil, glory to God, and have no regard for the good things in the sight of all of man. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, but we can do nothing without him, but we can be able to have his strength, his power, his anointing to be able to carry out whatever mission, whatever assignment he has.
He knows already, glory to God, that in the situation that we are going through, that there are going to be times and so forth, like that the enemy is going to come to fight or whatever. But he has a way, glory to God, to bring us through and to bring us out if we continue to stand fast and hold fast for his word. And he even told us to follow peace with all men if possible. There will be some times and so forth. There will be so much depression, oppression, suppression, and so much stuff to come to bombard us to try to make it look like there's no way out. And then we get squeezed in and bombarded in that we start reacting to our flesh. But the Bible says whatever is in a man is going to come out of it. It's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The more and more we put our word, the word of God in us, the more and more we trust and believe and have faith. Not saying that we're not going to get discouraged sometimes, but more and more the spirit of the Lord will rise up above those circumstances. And glory to God, cause us to come out victorious, and he'll work some things back around for our good. And even when the enemy thinks he's got us down and cause us, glory to God, to seem like, glory to God, there's no way, glory to God, that we can accomplish or achieve or get out of this circumstance. Our faith is the one that's going to move the mountain. And God has a way to breathe on us, glory to God, and prove himself and raise us up and, glory to God, prepare a table in the presence of our enemy. So we got to be to a place we don't let the lust of what we desire, what we want, override what God has said. Because he said, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All these other things will be added. Not to put the cart before the horse. We want all the blessings, but we don't want to do what the Creator says, glory to God, that's the blesser. We have to be in alignment with it, so we won't just look for fire insurance and health insurance and a way out. We got to be able to know whatever it takes to go through, I will, glory to God, be true to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No one can be any faithful than Christ has been until it's all the way to the cross, all the suffering, all the things, and some of us can't even suffer a headache of suffering somebody talking about us and talking about we're going to be victorious and overcomers and triumphant. Hallelujah. We do more fighting in the body of Christ than a fighting against the forces of evil. God, help us, glory to God, to know it's an hour and a time like never before. We got to stand on God's word. We got to be true to his word. We got, glory to God, allow the flesh, glory to God, hallelujah, to rule this vessel. Because whoever you feed, that's, glory to God, the one going to rule the house. If you feed that flesh is going to rule. If you feed the spirit man is the one going to be the one that's going to be the overcoming and the victorious and that light that others will see as we walk in. Because he said in your word that men going to know, glory to God, that we are your disciples, that by the love that we have one for another. And we're having so much dissension and confusion and discord and busybody. And so for how can the world be able to see the light of Jesus Christ if we turn back around, put it up on the lampshade, or we turn back around like a flashlight, or we walking around, glory to God, like a lightning bug is on here and off there, on there. How can they be able to see a light? God, help us the more like never before that we don't succumb to the things of this world and the things that the enemy is offering and allowing the temptation, glory to God, allow it to go to overwhelm us and take us. God, have a way of escape no matter how narrow that way is. Are you willing to accept that under the pressure to say, yes, God, I'm going to wait on you and I'm going to trust you that you're going to bring me through and bring me out. You had a plan for me and you said it's not for evil and not for good. I mean, it's not evil, but it's for good. And you, glory to God, going to give me that expected end. I got to have that expectancy, that anticipation, that expectancy to know that I shall be a triumphant, I shall be overcomer, I shall be victorious, and I shall not sit back and be the victim. Hallelujah, glory to God. He is my vindicator. Hallelujah. He can demonstrate his love in so many different ways, and he has. How much are we demonstrating our love for him? Because he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If your word, the word says if we abide in him and his word abide in us, glory to God, we can ask what we will. But sometimes we don't even believe that, and we're not even walking in the truth of it. But I pray right now for the house of God that we'll come back to a place, or come into a place of unity, come into a place to recognize truth, come into a place to recognize error in ourselves, come into a place to recognize our own flesh and don't deny and justify. We'll come into a place, glory to God, we'll submit and surrender unto your will and your way in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us in this walk, glory to God. Help us to not allow what, glory to God, somebody else have through jealousy and envy and covetousness, glory to God, to cause us to err off the path that you have straight for us. Because whatever you have for us and the blessing that you have for us, no matter what the enemy say or how he do it or whatever, if we wait on the Lord and trust him and be of good courage, he will strengthen our heart. He is the one, glory to God, that will make it all possible. We have to be able to wait. Wait, you know, it's patience along with faith to be able to know that he is going to manifest himself regardless of what my situation, regardless of what my circumstances are saying. So, God, I pray, glory to God, help us to get back to that
that place of focus, and the one that haven't been focused, that they will get focused in the name of Jesus, and that we'll trust, glory to God, hallelujah, fixing our eyes and trusting you, glory to God, and being consistent, glory to God, in Christ. Oh, glory to God, the hope of glory, that he is the author and the finisher of our faith, glory to God. And it is necessary for us to endure some things, to go through some things, but nevertheless, he's going to bring us out and bring us through. Glory to God. So we thank God for the model. We thank God for the one that you have set here, glory to God, to redeem us back to the Father, that he's already gone through so we can go through and be overcomers, and glory to God, we can be victorious. Help us to pray one for another, intercede and intervene. Help us to not be so tired and get weary, and glory to God and so forth like this, that we will not faint, glory to God. You said we wouldn't faint, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, if we stand, glory to God, in what your word says, be not weary of well doing, glory to God, we're going to reap if we faint not. And God, just like you told Peter, glory to God, the enemy desires to sift him as wheat, but you're praying that his faith fails not. We thank you for being our advocate and our intercessor. God, we bless you. Help us to be in place to intercede and to intervene and to stand firm on what your word says, regardless of the circumstances, to speak to the mountain, not climb it, not go around it, not looking for strategies around what you say, but to be able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, but be persistent in pursuing, glory to God, and what you're saying. Have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Persistent in pursuing after whatever you have given us that command or instructions to do in the name of, not to deviate to the left or the right or off the path or try to conjure up, glory to God, a preconceived avenue, idea of how we should do this thing or that. Whatever you say has got to be explicit that way. But in the meantime, when we don't hear anything, help us to be able to stand still, stand firm on your word, keep speaking and decree and declare what your word says until that thing come down or until it be displaced or whatever it may be. But God, nevertheless, help us to have a spirit of praise, not to walk around in misery and grief and sorrow. Help us to know that's not what you called us to walk in. You called us to walk in the peace of God, the joy of the Lord being our strength. You called us to stand on your word and to speak and decree and believe by faith. It's going to be manifested no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like. God, I pray, glory to God, for joy for the body, because I pray for peace. I pray, glory to God, for an encouragement. I pray for enlightenment. I pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that need help and need strength and somebody to encourage them along as they encourage themselves, and for them to keep their eyes off of people, to keep their eyes on you. Help them have a face, a head like Flint and feet like Hans' feet to get there and accomplish whatever you're given, especially, glory to God, those that you put in lead positions, glory to God, to be the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, glory to God, the evangelists, whatever, glory to God, position you have placed us in, but for the whole body of Christ to know that they have the spirit of reconciliation in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for us to learn to encourage each other and not to beat down each other, not to, glory to God, use our tongue for destruction and destroying one another in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, that we use the wisdom and let the wisdom of God come through us. And you say those that lack it, as you told in James 1, glory to God, if they're lacking it, seek out your face for it, ask you for it, and you'll give it to us liberally. God, I pray, glory to God, against the spirit of doubt, that spirit of fear, that fear that brings torment and causes people to make decisions and hasty decisions that cost them, glory to God, their life, can cost them, glory to God, their ministry, that can cost them their marriage, that can cost them relationships, can cost them, glory to God, just having a peace of mind, decisions under pressure. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for an awakening. The body needs an awakening in the name of Jesus, for the lust of money, the lust, glory to God, for having and coveting and want this and that. And sometimes all those things that try to put them first before, glory to God, seeking first the kingdom of God. Put him first. Let him bless. Let him prove himself. Let us not get distracted and letting doubt come in. We're so busy watching over there what they're doing, asking God for him to move on our behalf, but we're too busy watching the next person. God, we need you like never before to get us to a place, and we just humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You said you'll do the exalting. We need you at this hour. God, too many sickness and diseases is up in the body of Christ. Hallelujah, it shouldn't be if we're walking as we should. Not saying it would not be there, but it wouldn't be so much where the enemy could have so much room through cancer and through heart attack, through stroke, through aneurysm, for the enemy coming in and stealing our children, through homosexuality, through all kinds of various things and causing suicide and all kinds of, sometimes we are sleeping right on the very thing that God is telling us to be awakened, watching, and so forth. Even as, glory to God, they were in the garden, and God told them to watch and pray, sleeping. And sometimes we are sleepwalking right about now, things going on around us, and we sleepwalking, and sometimes distracted by so many other things. Hallelujah. Glory. It's a time now for an awakening in the body. Hallelujah. Look at the laws that are being passed. Look at the various things that are being happening around the world, around the nation, in the name of Jesus, all around the globe, right in our house, right next door, in the body of Christ. An awakening. Stop fighting over open-toe shoes and long dresses and short dresses and no dresses, no clothes. Glory to God and everything else. Glory to God. Who got the big efforts? Who got the short? Who, how many people we got? And your man, do you, how many people we got in here? We got this, we got that. And oh, and people are dying and suffering. And even right in the midst of ministries, even, glory to God, going hungry, sacrifice their little dollars, trying to get this done and build that and build that. And no concern about those that are hungry, those that are hurting, those that are about to lose their mind, those about to lose their jobs, about to lose their home. Just greed is in the body. Too much of that. Not saying it's every on every place, everywhere, but it's too much to the point that you can't hardly see the light of really of the great good works that is being done. But we are thanking you for revival. We are thanking you there's a change coming. We are thanking you, glory to God, for the anointing, for those that are touching, agreeing, and believing by faith in the name of Jesus, that God is on the horizon, about to do something marvelous and miraculous to make changes. Help us to do our part in the name of Jesus, what you call for us to do. God, we believe you, glory to God, for a miraculous, marvelous move that's coming about in the body of Christ. God, we are praying for the love, not, glory to God, that facade that we pray and sound the part and look the part and articulate where, but got such a nasty disposition about, glory to God, even from leadership on down to lay members in the house of God, shouldn't be, in the name of Jesus, hurting one another, abusing one another, crucifying each other, glory to God, with words and torment and agitation and just giving the enemy plenty room, glory to God, to destroy the body and bring this vision. But God, I'm praying for healing. I'm praying that you help all of us, that we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we'll walk in forgiveness every day, that we'll walk with the conviction every day, that we'll walk with a ear open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, that we'll mortify this flesh every day, that we'll seek out the kingdom of God every day. We'll find out what his instruction is and not just look at it and say, oh, yeah, but I'm going to check this off, what I'm going to do this part, but okay, JC, I'll get back with you later on that one. The blood of Jesus, oh, yaba, konorodabosa, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, awakening, awakening, awakening. God, so I bless you tonight as we pray for the body and know that we got to continue to pray for healing and deliverance. There's so many that are hurting because they've been abused and been accused and ostracized and criticized. Hallelujah. Some, glory to God, some things, the doors have been opened that shouldn't have been opened. And other times it was this thing, glory to God, out of love. They were just trying to do the right thing and just been hurt. Some in the body, some in their marriages, some in their homes, some in relationships, some in business, some things, glory to God. But God, you're still a healer. You came to set the captives free and bind up the broken heart. Your word still works. Oh, glory to God. So I ask you, Lord, to help us. Help us to be that wounded healer. Help us, glory to God, to have words that's going to glorify you and, glory to God, and exalt those, glory to God, that are downcast or low or hurting or need, glory to God, help. Help us even while we are praying, even through the pain that we are going through, while we are sacrificing, standing in the gap for others. Help us, God, but help us not to let what we go through being an infection, glory to God, and cause it to be contaminated. Where, glory to God, when people are looking for fruit on this tree to be just apples or either for it to be pears or on the vine for grapes, and it ended up being lemons and cinnamons and all kind of mixed fruit and fruit and everything, nobody can't tell who we are. Lord, help us to have that one personality that Jesus has, and let us, glory to God, to follow after him. We need you like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Praise your name. Bless the Lord. At this time, is Minister Bradshaw on the phone? Praise the Lord. Pastor Tweedy, because I know there's a possibility coming. Are you there? Could you tell me, is one of the other ministers on the line that wasn't there earlier to pray? Praise the Lord. Minister, Anum, I hate to have the bobby, but are you there?
Bradshaw.
Bradshaw, you are on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to ask you to pray for us tonight and so forth like this, for just the encouragement for those that were faithful to the call of God in the fivefold ministry. Would you pray that they'll continue to stay on the wall, especially our pastors and apostles and prophets?
Okay, I see.
All right, God bless. Go ahead and start now, yes.
Okay. Father, we just come before you. Lord, we just thank you. We count it a privilege and honor to be able to come into your presence on tonight, God. We just magnify your holy name. We glorify you, Father God. Lord, if there is anything that we may have said or done or thought that was not pleasing in your sight, Father, we ask that you forgive us, oh God, that our prayers will be a sweet aroma to your nostrils. Father, I lift up right now the ecclesia, Lord. I lift up, Lord, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists and teachers, oh God. I ask, oh Heavenly Father, that they will find their way, God, that they will continue to stand on the wall, God, that they will continue, Lord, to lift up your holy name, God, and not glorify themselves, oh God. I thank you, oh Heavenly Father, that they will give your true word, oh God, that they will not take away or add to it, God. I thank you, oh Heavenly Father, that you lead them, God, and guide them into always the truth, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for them being great leaders, Lord, of your ministry, Father God, bringing forth the lost and the downtrodden, those, Lord Jesus, that's been cast aside, those, Lord Jesus, that has been pushed away from the ministry for any little thing, God, even for sin, Father God, that they may have fallen, God, but you say when we fall, God, you say to repent and get back up, Father. We just thank you that we will continue, Lord, to let the love walk show, Father God. Let your unconditional love show, Father God. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, Father God, as we lift their hands up to you on tonight, God. We lift up their arms, oh, Father, that we lift up every ministry all over the world, Father God. They're standing on your word, God. They're standing on your promises, Lord, and that they will do, Father God, what you have called them to do, Father God. They will even push those, Lord Jesus, that it needs to be in ministry, God, that they will not hold back, Father God. Lord, there's a lot of people in ministry that is that's held back, Father God. They don't know who they are, Father God, and we just thank you, Father God, that you would give them the compassion, Father God, to give those, Lord Jesus, that need that push, that need that thrust, oh Lord, that they would even push them, Father God, into the things of their destiny, oh God. I just thank you and I praise you, God, that you give each ministry, Lord, strength, Father God, to continue to run this race, God, because sometimes we get weary, Father God. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will not faint in their mind, God, that they will read their word, God, that they will fast, God, that they will turn from wicked ways, oh God, and they will ask, Lord, for help, Father, because you're the help that we need in this hour, in this season, oh God. Father, I just thank you and I praise you, Father God, as we all come together, God, on one accord, Father, in unity and love and peace, God, that you will do exactly what you said you would do, Father. I just thank you and praise you for this season, oh God. I thank you and praise you, Father God, for the hour that is drawing near, Father God, that we will not let our light go out, God, that we will not let the oil go unlit, Father God, that we will continue, Father God, to build up our holy faith, oh God, that we will not let circumstances or situations that is beyond our control, Father God, to get us off focus, God, that we will stay focused on you and what you have already planned for us and our destiny, God. Lord, I just praise you and I glorify you, I honor you, I magnify you in this season, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, for this prayer circle. I thank you for every watchman, every gatekeeper, Lord, every intercessor, God. I thank you, Lord, that they'll continue to stand on their post. And, Father God, I thank you that you give them strength in this season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord again. We give God glory for the mighty move of God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I don't believe our other warriors are on the line at this time. And I'm a firm believer in stuff like that. We just continue to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. So I give honor and glory unto the Lord, and also for those that are praying, that's on the line and has been standing the gap, and whether they've been at work or had another assignment for going to Bible study, is still standing the gap to be on the line to pray, to intercede. So we don't take it lightly, and we thank God for all the prayers that already went forth. I do want to cover that God has given us concerning praying for our nation and praying for America, the USA, for and also for the security walls to continue to be up and not for all the things that are going on and how other countries are looking at us at this time and so forth with all the three-ring circus that is going on with the candidates and stuff that has been happening. But as believers, our focus got to be stand on the fact of that God is in control no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is plotting or planning and has done, is doing, or what he already got set up. God holds our future. We may not know what the future holds, what tomorrow holds, as we hear and see on a plaque or hear people say, but we do know who holds our future. So we can't be manipulated by what's going on in the media, what's going on in our country. If we really trust and believe in the Lord, we got to pray strongholds down and continue to pray the will of the Lord being done in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to take a moment and stuff like this, and as you all agree with me, glory to God, in the parts of the prayer for our country and also for the things that are going on with ISIS and Iraq, and we're just going to touch bases on a few of those things and also pray for our security and the Lord bless that the walls will stay up and most of all the heart be turned back to the Lord. For in God we trust is what this nation has been founded on, but now they're trying to get God out of everything, especially Jesus and the Word and the blood and all that. The enemy's still a liar because God's still going to turn things around that he may get the glory. So there's no time for us to get fearful and fretful. We'll be concerned, but he told us to watch and pray. Father, as we come in your presence today, we thank you for all the prayers that have gone forth and continue to deal with our hearts. And anything, you know, any transgression that's in our heart or anything hidden that's not lining up with your word, forgive us. And Father, we pray for the nation of the U.S., of America, in the name of Jesus, that you, we pray, glory to God, for the things that are happening and things that have been going on way before this presidency and this and the games that's been going on, but even for the doors that have been opened with so many satanic forces that are in operation through all the murdering, the killing, the genocide, the homosexual acts, and all of those things that are happening, as well as so many doors been open for different people and their religions and their gods and this, that, and the other. And then now we, as we talk about Jesus or talk about God or whatever, like, we want to take down the Ten Commandments, those that want to take the word out of and the prayer that's already been out there, but don't want anybody, even in the church, is now trying to intervene and so forth. Like, they try to manipulate the leaders what to say and what they can't say and however, but the devil is a lie. God, we got to stand on your word and stand on your promise. There's so many people over the seas and here and around the world that's standing on your word, and even from time of old until now, some of them making sacrifices with their lives so that they will not take down on Jesus Christ. Help us to get rooted and grounded in the spirit of the Lord and his word, that we won't be moved when challenges come in circumstance, because we can say one thing with our lips, but our heart can be far from you. God, help us to be to that place that we can stand and be firm on whatever your word says, even through the criticism and the ostracism and also the persecution, that we can stand on the promises of the Lord and know that he knows how to bring us through and bring us out. And nevertheless, if he don't, we know he's able, but still yet I will not take down. So help us to get to that place that we will bless the Lord at all times. We pray, glory to God, there will be a turning back. And we pray for the security walls for America, because we know that it's got to be your mercy and your grace in the name of Jesus. For those that are standing and praying and believing you and still speaking and decreeing the word, glory to God, that you have blessed this country, even though there are some things that have gone on and still going on. And we know, glory to God, there's chastisement can come through error in the name of Jesus as well. But God, we pray and thank you for your mercies renewed every morning and how you keep us and have kept this country comparing to what the enemy would have liked to do and is doing behind the scenes. But we're praying, God, uncovering even the things concerning ISIS and Iraq and all of that. God, we're praying for Israel. We're praying, glory to God, that you will intervene in the midst. We know you see all things. You're omnipotent, omnipresent. There's nothing that goes on that you don't know about. But God, help us to pray. Pray for those countries. Pray, glory to God, in the midst of those situations. Pray for even our armed forces that are there and in the midst of those that's trying to defend the country and trying to help other countries. God, we just pray. We pray against the spirit of ISIS, because we know all of this is demonic, for all of this bombing and killing and self-suicide and all this right there to sacrifice, to kill up other lives and destroy to get their mission across. But God, we're praying like never before that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, the power that you have given us to pray and to intercede and to intervene on some things. Help us, glory to God, to not get weary, even in our prayers when it looks like nothing is happening or nothing's going on. Keep the faith and encouragement, glory to God, to your people as they stand, and even some, glory to God, that even their family members might had to go through this challenging time and so forth like this, but even through the armed forces. We're just praying, God, expose Expose them in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying if the government or whoever, all this, any involvement in some things, glory to God, that need to change, we're just praying, God, that you intervene. We just pray right now, glory to God, that there will be a change even in the laws in our country too as well. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to keep our eyes focused on you, not on who's going in office and who's not in office and what they did and what they say. Help us not to contaminate our spirits, glory to God, and with so much that's going on. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Negativity, the same thing, will be beat down, brought down, depressed, oppressed, suppressed, wondering what's next, and lose focus on who you are if we just allow stuff to keep coming into our spirit. So help us to use wisdom even about that, so we can build ourselves up in our most holy faith and build up on your word. In the name of Jesus. So we just thank you that there's going to be a change. There's going to be a turnaround. There's going to be a revival. There's going to be an awakening. There's going to be healing. There's going to be where you're going to get glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that need to be saved, that don't know you're the partner of their sins. Even in the midst of all of these crises, we're praying, glory to God, for salvation and deliverance and healing and wholeness. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless you. We honor you as we cast all these cares and concerns. Thank you for your angels being encamped about us daily. Thank you for your ministering angels. And even for those, glory to God, that are suffering and going through right about this hour and this time, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
At this time, praise God, we're going to ask, is there any prayer requests? So we did have a few requests coming in while we were waiting and believing God, and then we had a little difficult with the enemy was trying to block us from being online tonight. But nevertheless, thank God for Pastor Dr. Dorsey in the background and know what to do to go and make contact and put everything back in order for us to be on. So we know where these little things that keep coming up, God got a plan, and it's mighty good, and we got to keep the faith and knowing so forth like this. Anytime we're doing a good thing, a great thing for the Lord, and standing whatever He's given us an assignment to do, whatever corner we're in, and we do this, whatever He's assigned to our hand faithfully, there are going to be some challenges because the enemy don't want his territory torn up or any exposure or whatever, but that's why He put us in place and so forth like this, for to use these weapons and these tools and for Him to get glory so change can take place and hearts can be changed towards Him. So at this time, I'm going to take the requests first because I do have some that came in and that was already on the books for a couple of days too, but I want to give an opportunity for those that are online that need their requests for us to be able to stand in the gap. So we want to go ahead and take those, and then I'll put those other ones out there for us to pray about. So anyone now that have a prayer request, we want to go ahead and take that now.
Okay, I got one, Louise Anderson, and she's in ICU. They just sent me a text at 6:30.
Okay.
For the one that has the gallbladder issue, but she has a pacemaker.
Yeah. My Lord. Okay. Anyone else?
Well, I have one for my granddaughter, Tiara Bethel. She's on drugs and an issue with her, with DSS and her children, and rebellious against her parents.
Okay, you said she's on drugs and her children, DSS is involved?
Yes.
Okay, then. Sister Brenda, all right. Minister Brenda. Okay, anyone else before we take the other ones?
And, you know, and my daughter, continue to pray for her, the one with lupus.
Okay.
And the one that's just had the surgery.
Okay. And the one with lupus, how's she doing with her body? Still aching? Is she going through? Is she feeling better or what?
She have good days and bad days.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, then. Any other ones?
Hi. Yes, I would like to request prayer for my family and myself.
Okay.
For God's leading as we are looking to move and, you know, also concerning jobs and also for my own health and some issues I've been dealing with, personal issues.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Praise God. Well, we'll be praying shortly. We don't just take the list and don't pray. We do pray tonight.
Yes,
so
yes.
any other requests before we put the other ones on the? Okay. If it's not any other, I want you to also pray for this young lady of Evangelist Hubbard, Carmelita, her friend, mother, transition Saturday night, and the family, the Moore family there. Really, we have been praying for them for quite some time. The mother had, I guess, on a revision, and then all of a sudden she got ill about a week now, and then all of a sudden they saw where it came back bad, and she was in the hospital for a little bit, and then now she just transitioned out. So the family really is, she has just two children, but it's a big family. But the young lady too, that's her mother, he's the family look like they depend a lot on her. So it's really taking it kind of hard. So we ask you to pray for the Moore family. And another young lady, she has just I pray even after tonight, y'all keep her lifted up for quite some time. We didn't pray for her back and forth, but I was just thinking about it today for the last couple of years. She's just really been going through so much. She's a good mother. She's trying to be the best she can and do them right, and even as a wife. But she's so challenged with her boys. They said I was going to start trying to keep her in prayer on the regular until a breakthrough comes forth. Very challenging. When I say challenging, they're young children, but it's unreal. It's like some spirits just try to just take over. If they're not doing things, even from the little 7-year-old to the 11-year-old, from cussing to fighting, they raised up in the right way in church and whatever. But they do. They just like they take on a different spirit when they're at school, and even from fighting to teachers, cussing, saying things, running away, doing whatever. She has did everything. As well, they even had some counseling, and it's for the children and whatever. It's just like it's unreal, like it's out of a movie, some of the things that she's gone through as, and she's spirit-filled and try to do what's right, and, of course, she challenging with back and forth with spouse, too, and whatever. So this is a situation that really needs some, it's just like my daughter said, it's just kind of wearing her down because it's just on. I was thinking about her today. It seemed like it's like, when am I going to get a break? When am I going to get a breather? You know, without even saying it, you can feel that in the spirit form because is constant, trying to do what's right, trying to be the right, do right by mom, and things I've seen even myself from the East Coast. I'm in Central West, like, but now, but it's just even some of the things I'm still hearing. So please, her name is Athena, for her children, for herself, and the marriage is something else, but just pray for her and the children, too, and that. This other young man, Brian, pray for him. Have a few little challenges and a little bit of grief try to come upon him periodically with depression with some little challenges. And pray for Pastor Danny, you know, the husband that we didn't pray for, Chris. He's out of the hospital. I'm not sure whether, like, the trach's still in there, but from my understanding, there's still a lot of work and a lot of things going on, and plus her back, and plus the apostles still have to do ministry. Keep them lifted up before the Lord. We certainly do appreciate that. Now, since we have these prayer requests out here, what I'm going to ask is we can break it up and just, we're not going to play real long, lengthy in it, but we do need to touch bases and get these prayers covered and so forth. So, Sister Breshaw, Elder Prophetess Breshaw, would you take on the prayer with the Moore family, the one that with the bereaved of the mother?
Okay.
And also, I think Mother Alexander's already gone. So you take the one with Pastor Danny and her husband, too, as well, about his total healing. So the Moore family with the bereavement and Chris with the Deacon Chris with his body. Mother McCormick, if you would pray for Sister, the mother that's in the hospital with Louise, the one and so forth that Prophetess Branshaw just said, they had the gallbladder that needs to be taken out, but that was a really concerning because she has a pacemaker. That means her heart is weak. So we need prayer in that. I'm going to pray for my sister that was on the line just now that said she wanted to pray for her family and pray for the job and some personal issues. I hope that we didn't miss anybody. Oh, the daughter of Mother McCormick, then I'll pray for that too as well, okay? Do we have everything? Did I miss somebody?
My client.
Okay, you, Mother McCormick, you have Miss Louise, the lady yourself over like this that has a gallbladder taken out, but concerned about the doctors are concerned about her heart not to fail and stuff like this because she has a pacemaker because it's weak. And also for Pastor Daney, you remember her husband, Chris, that was in hospital we've been praying for, and what about for his total healing. Okay, and Providence Branshaw, you got your two, you remember?
Yeah, the two that you gave me was Pastor Danny and his wife and the Moore family.
Oh no, did I mix that up? That's
yeah,
part of what
I
must
gave, yeah.
That's what because
I gave you just gave me one. You just gave me
okay, Louise. So if you have Louise, then you can okay, you pray for Brian. Brian is the one that have a little bit of depression and have a little personal challenge that's going on. Pray for him. Brian for depression and a personal challenge, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. So, and Athena, and also the lady that just called in concerning her job and the family and some personal issues. It seems like it's one person left, but we'll pick that one up in a little bit. Let me go ahead and pray for the lady that's on the phone now. She might be already gone. But anyway, Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence, again, we come in, glory to God, on the behalf of our sister, God, as she's made it known and so forth, some things that she had before. You said the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man does avail much. As we stand, touch, and agreeing with her concerning her family, we ask you, Lord God, to move miraculously. You know all things. You know every detail. You know every hair on each one of them here, and it's numbered, and the ones that fall into the ground. So you know what is needed in that family, God. So whether it's encouragement, healing, finances, or just bonding together more, or some issues that might be financial, or whatever the circumstances is, nothing's too hard for you. So as we put the family before you, asking you to bless. We ask you to bless concerning the job, whether it's a job that's needed or the job, because I didn't get that, whether it was a job that's needed or a job that she's going to need promotion or need, glory to God, increase. God, we asking you, Lord, that you're a provider, and you know how to bring increase, and not only will you supply our needs according to your riches and glory, you said if we delight ourselves in it, you'll hold no good thing from us. We pray for even those personal issues, God, that you would just bless her, that you would encourage her, help her to keep the faith even through the pressures or the pain. The enemy might be turning, maybe turn up the heat, but God, you hold the thermostat. So you know how much she's allowed to be able to handle and whatever, and you know, glory to God, how to bless it and turn it around, and according to Romans 8:28, work it for the good. So God, help her to be able to look up to the hills in spite of all that's bombarding that's going on around her right now, even for the prayers that's already been prayed for. Help her that she may be able to continue to stand and hold fast to the faith in the name of Jesus. We pray for Athena, God, and her babies, glory to God, and trying so hard as a believer, trying to do what's right by the word and trying to stand with God. She'd get overwhelmed, even sometimes when she talk it out and even get prayer. This enemy look like he tried to knock her back, glory to God, as she go forward. Two, he tried to knock her back forward, but the devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus. We know, glory to God, everything has its season and a time. It seemed like it's been a long winter season, but God, I'm believing you. As we stand in the gap and pray one for another, those strongholds going to come down. Whatever demonic and satanic forces the enemy is talking or saying to those children or causing them, glory to God, to be disrupted, this place and that, and even when, glory to God, the counseling has been in there, the prayers, glory to God, the righteous have been there, this, that, and the enemy trying to make it look like there is no way for her to get out of whatever
whatever it is going through with these babies, and a breather for a minute, and all of a sudden chaos rising again. But the devil, you are a liar, and the blood of Jesus against. We bind you up, take authority, command you to loose your hold off of that family and the generation curse or anything else that's out there. And whatever voices go over to God, against what we command it to shut up in the name of Jesus. We pray and cast out rebellion and stubbornness and whatever hurt and pain and disappointment, whatever forces are just agitating, aggravating, we bind you up and command you to loose your hold and go back to the dry place in which you came. We know we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We know there's forces, but we know, glory to God, who the healer is and the deliverer is. So, God, we just thanking you right now that you will touch and bring healing to those hearts and bring, glory to God, deliverance, even in that marriage, whether it's to continue the up and down the way it is or whether it be a change. God, we are praying for salvation for that young man, but we are praying to let her not give up the fight. Let her not give up, or let her not become where she's coasting along because of so much pressure. But, God, breathe on her in the name of Jesus. We do believe you, glory to God, that you're working a work. Pray, glory to God, for calm leader as well and for encouragement as she stands in the gap for these other families and those ones, glory to God, that she's concerned for at this time. Praise the Lord, glory to God. Mother McCormick and then Prophetess Bradshaw. And if we miss somebody, bring it back to me later. But right now, just Mother McCormick's daughter. I get that in a little bit. Oh, either one of y'all can pick it up. But in the meantime, go ahead and pray. Either one of you. Mother McCormick?
Oh, okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord, again this afternoon calling on your name. Lord, we come ask you to look down on Brian on tonight, Lord God. Father God, you know that compression, whatever the situation he might be going through, Lord. God, we pray that you, Lord God, would touch his body right now, Lord. Let him know, God, that you're right there beside him. Whatever the situation might be and the pressure that he might be going through, let him know, Father God, that you see it. And, God, you're the only one that can, and we'll work it out. Let him know, God, that you're able, Lord God, in a day and time like this, to turn the situation around where it looked like it can't be done, God. We know that you said in your word, God, that you'll do all things, God. God, you said that all we got to do is trust you and lean out to our own understanding. And, Lord God, let him know, God, that whatever the situation might be going through in his life, God, that you're able, Lord God, to take him through, Lord God. Strengthen his body, Lord God. Let him know that you see and you know all things. And, Lord God, we pray right now that you will look down on the sister, Lord God. Look down on the one, Lord God, that had the gallbladder, Lord God. We pray for her, God. We ask you to look down on her. We pray, God, that you, Lord God, will just work out the situation in her life. We know, God, that you're able, Lord, to send forth healing and deliver right now in her life, Lord Jesus. And, Lord God, what it says, the pacemaker, Lord God, the heart. God, we pray that you, God, will put a brand new heart in her because we know, God, that you can do it. We know that you're a healer and a deliverer, God. And, God, we pray that you will send forth your total, complete healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, continue to set her free from that sickness right now, Lord, and give her strength. Strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. Pour out your more anointing on her, God, that she'll be able, Lord, to have that total healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. Take that heart, God, and put in your heart that you want her to have, God. Put in the gallbladder that you want her to have, God, because we know you can do it, Lord God. We know ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. And so we give it all to you this afternoon, God. We bind up the enemy that's trying to take her out, the one that's trying to take her through, trying to make her not be able to go through the things that she has to go through. But we know, God, if she continues to trust you and keep the faith, God, we know everything is going to work out all right. And so, God, we give it all to you tonight, Lord God. Even, Lord God, in Brian's life, God, we pray for him. Continue, Lord God, to give him that most holy strength, Lord God, in his life, that he might be able to do what you would have him to do. Keep his mind steadfasted on you, Lord. Give him a change of heart. Give him a change of mind. Let him know, God, that you're able to work out the situation. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we come before you. We just thank you right now that I lift up the Moore family, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, as she transitioned, Father God, that they will, Lord, transition over to your word, Father God, that they will come in together as a family, God, and pray, Father God. I ask for your dunamis power, God. I ask for your strength on today, God, for the Moore family, Father. Let them come together on one accord, Father God. Let those, Lord Jesus, that don't know you or don't have a personal relationship with you, Father, let it be so, Father God, that they will want and yearn for you, Father God. Oh, God, I just ask you right now that they will be on one accord, God. I ask you right now, Father God, that you will be with them in this hour, oh, God. Let them know, Father God, when one leave, Father God, that they will live again on the other side, Father. Oh, God, I just thank you and praise you, Father God, that she is a woman of God and that she will be with you in heaven, oh, God. And, Lord, I just thank you that they will trust you, Father God, that they won't get angry with you, Lord, because, Lord Jesus, you give life and you take it away as well, Father. But we thank you, oh, God, that they will want to know who you are, Father, in this season, Father. I thank you, Lord, for Deacon Danny and his wife, Father God. I thank you right now, Father, that you will touch his body, God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father, whatever condition is in his body, Father God. Lord, I thank you for your minister angels to minister him, Father. You said you sent your word to heal him. And, Father, we just thank you that you will send your word to touch his body, God. Give him the divine healing, God, that you promised to your people, oh, God, that he will hold on to your word, hold on to your unchanging hand, oh, God. And, Lord, I pray for his wife that she continue to hold up his arm, that she continue, Lord, to stay in her closet, God, to believe, Father God, that you're going to do exactly what you promised, oh, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will not faint, Lord, in their minds, Father, because, Father, you said you will never leave them nor forsake them, God. And, Father God, I ask right now for a total healing in his body. And whatever else they may need, Father God, that you will provide it for them, Father. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you are still a miracle-working God and that you are still, Lord, providing, Lord, that you still, Lord, are that provider for your children, oh, God. And I just thank you and I praise you, Father God, that you will hear this prayer on tonight, God, that you will call total healing, Lord, in his body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we do pray for Mother McCormick's daughter, the one that just had the surgery for the hysterectomy. God, give her wisdom. Glory out of you. In the process of taking her time for her healing, God, we pray that against that spirit of anxiousness in the name of Jesus. But we pray you continue to bless her as you brought her through the surgery with no complications or problems. We pray, glory to God, there won't be any other issues with any doors open, that you will continue to progress in her healing in the name of Jesus. We pray for the daughter that has lupus. God, we know we've been leaving you that she is going to be delivered of that challenge in the name of Jesus. Continue to encourage her heart. Draw them both closer to you in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her body. God, we pray against the spirit of fear that comes to torment us sometimes in the body, get overwhelmed with pain. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the forces of the enemy and bind him up and take authority over and command him to go back to the places, dry places from whence he came. And we loose God's anointing through the Holy Spirit, Lord God, for his will to be done in her healing and her encouragement. And, Lord, I pray that the word will come alive even more for her. Pray for Mother McCormick that she be encouraged as she stand in the gap for her children and still staying faithful to be in the gap, stand in the gap for praying for others in the name of Jesus. We pray for every prayer warrior that will stand tonight, God, and even for those that often be on the phone to pray. We pray for you to bless in their household and their bodies and their needs and their desires and for their faithfulness and for them to be encouraged and for those things that they may have on the altar that may not be set out as a prayer request, but their request is personal to you. I pray, God, that you just miraculously move as they continue seeking out the face of God. And glory to God, all those other things are going to be added. So, God, we thank you that you told us also not to worry. And glory to God, because you let us know that worry brings on torment, glory to God, because that's that faith and that's no faith and doubt. But we know that we walk in your word and in your truth, and in those times where the enemy try to bring terror to oppress us with things that go on, God, as you have taught us how to keep casting those cares back to you. So, God, I pray every need being met as your promise, but also those desires and also for their faithfulness as they continue to walk before you and continue, glory to God, to make a crooked path straight in all our lives. And we just love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Dr. Dorsey, too, as well as what you're doing in her life and her husband and carrying out that mission for the word and reaching out and whatever that is that you're giving them to do, that you continue to bring increase, continue to bless their bodies as well as they continue to be staying faithful. God, we just ask you to cover all our households, every one of us, and everywhere, glory to God, those needs and those desires, and also for our health and speaking life and cancel any untimely death. We're speaking against any spirits that come to torment and bring confusion and chaos. We're praying, God, for deliverance and also salvation in our families, for those that loved ones that need to be saved and need to be delivered. God, help us, glory to God, to keep the faith and not just allow the adversary to steal from us what your promise is because of what we see or what we know or what we hear. We thank you, Lord God. We have to look beyond that to go into the realm of the Spirit. So we ask you for your help, God, and we ask you, God, to help us so we can stay faithful to know that bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more, that we shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we bless those that are even listening that in need of glory to God for you to move on their behalf. We pray in favor for Sister Brenda, too, as well, that was on the line, that whatever her needs have and what those things she had before the Lord, that she's standing in faith and we stand with her, that those things will work out for the good, no matter what the enemy has said or what he's plotted and planned, God. Come against the spirit of discouragement, but we pray, glory, about encouragement as we stand and we give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. If there's anything that we missed tonight, if we did, this is our, you can go ahead and make that known, and those and so forth like this, that if we missed anything that or anything that was on your heart or came to mind, we give that moment or two before we hang up for you to share that with us, or not necessarily a praise report as well. Well, praise God. Well, in the meantime, we just pray that you continue to be encouraging your daily walk with the Lord and continue feasting on his word and believing what his word says concerning you, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made in him, and that the promise that he has for us shall come to pass, and the patience that we need for faith, but continue to hold fast to that as well, and to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and let him strengthen our hearts. Oh, I forgot to pray also for Pastor Tweedy. Glory to God. Probably wouldn't have been able to come on tonight, I don't think, because she had something that was going on with her tooth and a broken tooth, and Dennis wanted to have her to wait and get another appointment, but she's seeking out the Lord and said, find out whether she can get some kind of relief tonight. So we just pray, God, for healing for her. The enemy will not cause any infections or any other kind of problems with her mouth. And we pray for Pastor Bird that the equilibrium be balanced with that vertigo and cancel that assignment, that she'll be able to get her total healing with that in her knee. And we praise God for Pastor Burton. As one of the other warriors that you'll pray, and pray for Cindy, prophetic, glory to God, that's coming through that last of the chemo, and but God, continue to touch her body and bring healing, because last week she had some problem with her mouth. But God, we just believe in you for the healing for your servants and also for those, glory to God, that we've been standing in the gap for, that there's going to be a change, a miraculous move of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all the progress and some of the miracles that's already taken place in spite of what the enemy has said and said was going to take place, but God turned it around. Pray for Pastor Addison, too, believing you for a kidney for her body in the name of God. But thank you for that joy in her and that persistence and pursuance for still carrying the word and doing and still encouraging others. So, God, we just pray for that miracle for her body. And we just give all these cares and these concerns back to you, Lord, as we believe in you for the manifestation, as we keep those things before you. In Jesus' name we pray. If there is nothing else for tonight, I do thank you all for standing the gap and coming on board, and those that even had to come on real quickly for today, and even in spite of the situation that the enemy tried to pull, try to block us out for tonight. But like my sister said, we were already on schedule, but it was kicking back saying it wasn't, so we don't know who would have came on early, and we might have missed them. But nevertheless, we thank God for the faithful that was persistent, and I was able to catch two to come on tonight to pray. So we got to press and pursue and know that God has a plan and keep moving and let him work this thing out no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what the circumstances is and so forth. Like, it's all about the faith and the trust and the resting in the Lord in the midst of our situation. So we just got to keep pursuing and keep the faith because he wants us to walk in the joy with it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, yes.
The Lord was sharing with me about, I don't know who it was, the lady with the kids, the two kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one that's fighting, she needs to do a clean sweep in their room.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they play those video games or not, but she needs to do a clean sweep in their room.
Okay.
That's what the Lord was sharing with me, because a lot of times they act out what they see in those video games.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether they do have the game or not. They may or may not, but yeah, sometime is that. But there is some other forces in operation too that is definitely going on too that I want y'all to keep those in prayer. That's outside of that. It's like it's like it's demonic. But at that right, there could be a piece that could help break and destroy some yokes. If it's so, I'll pass that word on to her too as well.
All right.
Praise the Lord for that word for her. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Anything else? Anyone?
Amen.
Pardon me? So if not, praise God. We bless the Lord for you all, as I said before, and we're going to get ready to depart off the phone, but not out of God's presence as we continue to pray and seek out the face of the Lord. And remember, on the second and fourth Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern time and 6 o'clock Central, that we'll be able to have ministry going on in those times. And maybe in the future we might have it every Sunday evening, but it's up to you all. When you have an opportunity to come on to listen, of course, the same telephone number. And if you decide to look at it on, not look at it, but hear it on the Internet, then it's blogtalkradio.com and / Divine Connection. So that's blogtalkradio.com / Divine Connection. But we'll keep you all informed, and some I may just go ahead and text you all. And like she said, those ones that connected to me on Facebook when the messages go out and whatever like this, so as a reminder, they should pop up then. But a couple of people have said it has not, so I don't know. But in the meanwhile, that is directly so you can get to it with that information. And some of the ministers we have been coming on praying, we'll definitely have them coming on in the future. But we'll do it at the end of the month and then the second of next month, and then I'll open the door for ministry for some of the other pastors and apostles that's going to be ministering to us periodically. So keep those things in mind too as well. We're just standing on the promise and trying to walk this out by faith in whatever he's assigned to our hands. Amen. So
Amen.
Keep us in prayer and pray one for another. And y'all have a good night then.
All right, you too. All right.
Love you. Have a good night.
Love you too.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord.